January 27th, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's going on, Rentheads? We are here to cover the live Rent television event on Fox. Do not move a muscle.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Rent heads? Here we are to cover the live Rent television event on Fox that we've all just witnessed. I'm very excited to be here to talk about it. It is one of my favorite musicals. It's one of all of our favorite musicals. Hence, way why we are all here to talk about it. I am Timothy Michael. I am joined by an amazing panel. Go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
I'm Drexel Hurd. And, of course, just make sure you subscribe on YouTube for those watching in the chat room. Hello. Give us a rating on iTunes if you're listening today. And leave us a comment because we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, guys. We've got Shay on the live chat. She's going to be interacting with you guys. And don't forget to subscribe at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter as well. Give us a thumbs up, as Drexel said. I want to get into this because it is a lot to talk about. First of all, kudos to Fox for doing the show justice without, you know, over censoring it. So kudos to Fox. I'm excited about that. Why do you guys love Rent?
For me, I actually was like in my own Rent experience when I first saw Rent. Mm-hmm. And it never really treated me, like, obviously I'm an artist, that's why we came to LA, that's why we're out here. But it never really hit me until that moment. And I was just so moved and touched mm-hmm. by it. Like, yeah. it hit my heart so hard, and just in a way that nothing ever has before. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love it.
Jackson?
Yeah, I think, it's definitely one of those timely musicals that, you know, withstands the test of time, first mm-hmm. of all. And I think when I first saw or listened to the music, I was in high school and I hadn't come out yet. And so, like, it was the first musical that I had listened to that actually covered topics that I was thinking about in high school. And then I was freshman year of high school, actually, when I first heard about it. So then it just became a favorite after that.
Yeah. I was obviously too young when it came out on Broadway in the workshop. It was 1993. But it's just one of those musicals, like you said, Drexel, that just transcends the test of time because of the message that it gives off. It's a message of love and just, you know, no day but today and getting through this thing we call life. And no matter how hard it gets, you could always rely on each other to get through it. And I love Rent because of the message that it portrays and the people that it's there for. I mean, people come from all over the world to see this show because of the message that it gives. And I just love Rent. I want to know, because we are here to talk about the live television event, what were your initial thoughts?
Okay, because I get to see the full dress rehearsal yesterday. And for me, being in the audience and watching a show I truly love so much and the grand scale that Fox did it, mm-hmm. I have never been so much more proud to be a Renthead than what I was at that moment in the crowd, listening to these songs, crying mm-hmm. over Angel's death, and like just like having these amazing, talented casts like kill these songs that mm-hmm. I listen to over and over again, and like take their own versions of it.
Yeah,
like they made it their own.
Yes,
like it wasn't trying to be the original. It wasn't trying to be like the movie. It was just them taking these characters and making it personalized for them mm-hmm. and who these characters were for them. Mm. That's what I loved.
When we first heard that Rent was going to be Fox's musical almost 2 years ago, we were like, oh boy.
Yep.
is this going to be the Schoolhouse Rock Junior live wow. version, the high school's junior version of this? But I thought overall they did it, right? Because these musicals have been hard. Yep. Every live musical that we've seen, the initial reaction's always like, oh, I don't know how that's going to go. And then when you start to see this cast, kind of do their thing, obviously some more than others, it just turned out really well tonight. Mm-hmm. Shay saw the dress rehearsal. We also saw the dress rehearsal from yesterday, too. So, until the last few songs. But yeah, I thought it was good.
I did really, really enjoy it. I'm trying to compare it to the other musicals that have been done live. I don't think that that's fair because Rent in and of itself is just at a different caliber than the musicals that have already been done. But I thought they did a very good job. I thought the cast was good. I think there could have been changes. I mean, there were some changes that we weren't really expecting. We'll get into that. But overall, I really, really enjoyed it. I want to know what you guys think in the chat. And anybody listen to us on YouTube, can Jay?
Well, Steven in the chat says, at the time, it broke the barrier of controversial issues and shows the raw emotion into the lives of normal human beings.
Mm. It's true.
Yeah.
This is why Rent is just amazing. And this is why we love it. And that's why we were all so excited when Fox announced that they were going to do this show. I thought they did a fairly good job overall. Let's talk about the cast very quickly. So Roger is played by Brennan Hunt. Literally picked out of obscurity because nobody knew who this guy was. And I think it's fair to say that he was one of the best of the night.
He was technically he was on X Factor. People heard of him just not in a while.
Right. What did you guys think of Roger?
I love Roger as a character. I love The Rock and the glory. I love it's a rawness to Roger and a vulnerability to Roger that makes you always fall in love with him. Mm-hmm. And Brennan did such a great job portraying it.
Yes.
Like, I have to give that up to him.
Yeah.
I still don't even know who Brennan is. And I've been saying it to my friends who've been texting me. I said, even after this whole thing is over, I still have no idea who he is. You know, I wrote down a couple of notes for him because I was like, I don't understand this rocker Christian Bale voice that he's trying to do. And it's something that, you know, Adam Pascal did. And so he's like mimicking this, like, this like raspy voice. And you're like, you don't have to do that, dude. Every rocker is very different. So you don't have to do that. You know, but obviously, I'm sure that from the dress rehearsal last night, if we had seen it live, there might have been some, he might have done a little bit of changes to his work, having seen it back. But, you know, yeah, sure.
I mean, I disagree with you, Drexel. I didn't think that the rock and roll Christian Bale voice that you said that it was.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't think that it was a put on. I think that that's who he is. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Shay, when he was on X Factor, did he sound the same? Does he have that rock voice?
I just know he was on X Factor.
Okay, never mind. Anybody in the chat who's seen, you know, Brennan Hunt on X Factor, let us know if this was just an act. I honestly don't believe that it was. I think that, you know, it that's how he sings. I can't imagine that the producers and the directors and everybody behind the table had him come in and he didn't portray Roger. I think that's why they cast him, is because he is Roger. And I feel like his performance tonight just emulated Roger's character. I mean, like Adam Pascal, he did a very good rock and roll Roger. And that's who Roger is.
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah. let's get into Mimi very quickly. Mimi was played by Tinashe. Sorry. What did you guys think of Tinashe?
I'm just saying, you're saying. Uh-huh.
You just like Tinashe because it has your name in it.
That's her name.
That is my real name. I'm just saying. You and what's why I just say your name all wrong. Like Timothy, I don't know. Okay.
What did you think of Tinashe?
Mimi is my favorite character. I don't know why Mimi's one of the characters I always aspire to be. I think Mimi is very underestimated and understated sometimes, even though she's like this outrageous person. Mm-hmm. And I really think Tinashe captured, like, the fun, crazy of who Mimi is, but also that vulnerability that she has. Hmm. And there's, like those like, little open window moments.
Yes.
Like, those were, like, really cinched it for me.
Agreed.
Yeah, I wrote down some of my standout performances, and Tinashe definitely was one of the four that I thought stood out tonight. And I think we got a little bit of a taste of what she was going to do when she did Out Tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, so like from her scaffolding work, you know, to her voice or to her vocals in that number, like that set the tone for us. Like, we weren't disappointed from the beginning.
Right.
And Mimi is a character that we've seen go through Daphne, Ruby, and Vega and so many other people that could just go wrong. And Tinashe was like, listen, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. And Out Tonight's not good. We're not going to screw it up. And that's what we're going to do.
Agreed. I actually liked Tinashe's performance as well. I thought she was one of the top performers of the night. I loved her outfits. I loved her attitude. I loved the sexiness and the attitude that she gave off throughout the night. I thought that her acting skills were on par with her singing. So that was a plus for me. Let's talk about Mark, Jordan Fisher.
Yes.
What did you guys think about them? Because this has been a point of topic, unfortunately, for many people. What did you think about them casting a Mark that wasn't white?
Okay, first of all, technically he is half white. So if we're really going to get technical, he is white as well as being an African-American man.
Yes.
So I'm just going to start off saying it that way. Mm-hmm. However, Yes, I am here for it. Thank you. Like, nothing against anybody who's ever played Mark in the past. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it doesn't really say have to say that. I don't think white Marx is a white man. You can be a black Jewish dude. Like, it is possible.
Yes, it's uncommon, but it's possible.
So I feel like this is in the realm, and this is also what Rent's about. It doesn't really matter what gender or mm-hmm. sexual orientation you are or what race you are. Yes. It's about living in your art and living the day like it's your last, because during that time period, you didn't have that many.
Girl, agreed.
Well, first of all, there are many black Jews. So I don't want people to be like, there are a lot of black Jews. I don't want anybody in the chat room to say that. So there are, and Jordan was great. My only criticism, first of all, I don't understand why the costumers didn't give him his glasses back.
Or the scarf.
Or the scarf, or anything that signifies Mark mm-hmm. As an iconic character that we know. My other problem was that he had a nose ring. My other problem was that he was just too cool, and Mark is not a cool character.
Thank you.
Mark was a very nerdy character, yes. and Mark as a character overshadowed Roger, who was supposed to be the cool one.
Yes.
And so I was like, Jordan, you look great, as always. You sound great, as always. But not the Mark that I would have expected mm-hmm. in a show where a character is so in his head all the time and not as confident as he should be,
yes.
And still kind of working through those things mm-hmm. up into the call that he gets from Alexi Darling later on, mm-hmm. and we go into What You Own. So though that was my problem with Jordan's performance as Mark, mm-hmm. but not necessarily him, his vocals and his acting skills, because all of that was like amazing. You yes. know, it is what it was.
I mean, there were some times, I will grant it, where he gets the awkward, he had it just didn't stay that long.
Agreed.
Yeah, it was a blink.
Yeah, Drexel, you took the words right out of my mouth. I literally wrote next to his name, too cool. Because he was, from the beginning, from Rent song, he was playing it way too cool. I didn't actually notice the nose ring until later on in the production when they had a close-up, and I was like, is that a nose ring? But like you said, the costume is a little different, which I'm not one of those people who is like a stickler for, it has to be exactly right. But those are characteristics of Mark's character, if you will, that make him who he is. And I feel like if he had the glasses, if he had the scarf, it would have nerded him up a little bit and maybe helped him form the character and not played it so cool.
But he also had, and I don't know if they were just, that was just the test for the dress rehearsal, mm-hmm. but during all the promo shots,
He had
all those costume things, and I was like, where did all of that stuff go?
Yeah.
And now you're just not using it at all. Or maybe the costumer just didn't give it to him going out there for the last second. But I'm like, in every commercial break,
yeah.
I mean, you could have handed that stuff to him.
Yeah. Or maybe they didn't give it to him for the dress run because they wanted to save it. Right. And then they were going to give it to him for the live production. But then we obviously know what happened with, you know, Brendan Hunt hurting his foot and then them not being able to do the whole thing live. And then they just had to keep up with continuity. The last five songs that were live, like, maybe that could have been a case. I mean, you never know. But I do agree with you. I think that he played it too cool. But he was amazing. He sounded great. His acting was amazing. He was jumping on tables and jumping off tables. Yeah. I thought he was great. The choreography was amazing. Let's talk about Collins. Brandon Victor Dixon. Mm-hmm. I know that this is one of Drexel's favorite characters. But Shay, I want to hear your thoughts on him.
For Collins?
Yes.
He took me to church. Like, that's all I have to say about Brandon. Like, no, seriously, him doing I'll Cover Reprise. Like, even when I was watching the dress rehearsal,
yes.
like, in the part, you know, right, like, Angel's in all the way, mm-hmm. and before it leads into the funeral scene, I don't know, like, I was so emotional about it, because it could have just been the dance, because it was contemporary, I don't know, but I was just like, and then he started singing, I'm like, tears are just coming down my face, I'm just like, okay, take me to church, go ahead and sing, baby, go, because thank you, I needed this in my life today. Mm-hmm. Like, you are Collins, you are perfect, and I am... He did such an amazing job embodying who Collins was. Mm. And I really, like, I truly have so much love for him for doing the role and doing it well. Mm.
Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I personally have a connection to Collins, having played the role before. And Brandon, who was the Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar Live, what we saw. And he was the, Aaron Burr in Hamilton. I mean, he can just do no wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really, I'm a BVD stan, and I love him. I think he's amazing. And everything that he did from Santa Fe, you know, the vocal changes that he did in Santa Fe and I'll Cover You. And, of course, the I'll Cover You reprise were, he was my other standout performance of the day. Yeah. Because, I mean, he can do no wrong.
Brendan Dixon's talent is undeniable. I disagree with you, too, just a little bit. I personally think that he took a little too many liberties with his character tonight. I thought that some of the songs, specifically the Alcovery reprise, the first half, was completely different from what it actually is written as. The melody, the tempo. I just thought that it was a little too about him and not about a eulogy to Angel. I felt like it was just like the Brandon Dixon show instead of "This is my song for my lover who just died." So that was my only gripe on his performance tonight, because everything else I thought he did flawlessly. And then until, you know, Kiala Settle, thank you, comes in, the last half of I'll Cover You reprise, amazing, like goosebumps, amazing. There's just the first half. I want to know what you guys in the chat think, because there's clearly going to be a debate about it. It's not like he sounded bad. It wasn't the I'll Cover You that we're all used to.
But that's what I liked about it. If you're going to take on an iconic role as Collins, I mean, you know what you have to live up to. I feel like you're not trying to also be like everybody else. You also have to a little bit make it your own and make it memorable for the people watching. And he actually did that well.
And in history, in future casts, other than obviously original Broadway cast, there have been some Collins that were mm-hmm. tenors. And to start that, I'll Cover You, and I've seen it, mm-hmm. Where the Collins starts a high.
Right.
Starts the whole number high.
Right.
And it is amazing.
Right.
So I think Brandon, you know, like he did with Judas, you can't, that song is such a gospel song to what Shay was saying. Mm-hmm. Like, and the way that they set the I'll Cover You reprise up, like, because we're used to, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, I'll mention it, you know, used to them standing in a line, but they were in a church and it made it somewhat, it made sense.
Yes.
For him to take the gospel turn to that song.
I understand what you both are saying. I just think that there were a lot of people who have never seen Rent, never heard of Rent before tonight. I know, crazy. But that is the case in some situations. And I feel like people are going to go into this thinking that that's what the song originally sounded like. And it's not.
Well, I mean, but that's like any song that's done
because
as a
cover. Nobody
that's
else, like I'm any sorry, song nobody else a tonight took that much creative liberty with their songs. Nobody.
That's a little bit-ish.
How? Sure. Give me an example then.
What You Own. Only
What You Own was...
I mean, like the end of it a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was really done well. I'm just saying, if we're just talking about little liberties, it happened.
I mean,
I think when you look at characters that have the opportunity to do creative liberties, mm-hmm. Collins is one of them, and the Seasons of Love soloist is another one of them, because those are the big numbers. Mm-hmm. They have those are the 11 o'clock numbers mm-hmm. that everybody is waiting for, and they're waiting to see what vocal acrobats that person's going to do. So I think in those moments, those are the areas that we give them a little bit more rope than we mm-hmm. would some other numbers. And Brandon was like, I'm taking this, and this is my time, and I'm reclaiming it. And that's okay. Good.
Well, we're going to agree to disagree on this. You guys, like I said, I want to hear what everybody in the chat has to say about it. Let's get into Angel, played by Valentina tonight. What were your thoughts on Angel tonight? I think literally sums it up, you guys.
No, okay. So look, I think Valentina did a great job. At least
great is if she,
what
reaching.
I saw, what I saw yesterday, it was really well. I mean, obviously there are things with her vocalness that also could have, again, and if what happened to Brendan didn't happen, might have been different. But that's what we got to work with, and that's what we worked with today. So on that front, but she looked flawless. I don't care. Like I don't even go really hard on her because she did a really great job. I mean,
it wasn't a train wreck. No,
it wasn't a train wreck. It wasn't terrible. It could have been better. Yes, that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, Drexel.
So, I thought Valentina looked every bit of the part of Angel.
Yes,
listen, those Valentina stands are going to love it. When she first came on and we saw her, the Today for You, I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. we're in it.
Yep.
And then in the dress rehearsal, I'm sure like any live performer, right, you get something caught in your throat and then you don't clear it in the middle of your song. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And so like Valentina didn't clear her throat in Today for You and that set the tone for that. However, when we got to Contact, which by the way, I am shooketh that they kept in this show.
Yes, agreed.
She hit those high notes, and that's all that mattered.
That was lip-synced, let's be clear.
But what I'm saying is like...
And it was auto-tuned, let's be clear. Well,
Well, obviously, Tim has some opinions.
Here's my thing, guys. Here's my thing. So, fun fact, you guys. Drexel and I met doing a production of Rent. I played Angel. He played Collins. Photo on screen. So I am a little biased in that fact. I do think that Angel is not a hard vocal. It's not a hard vocal part. It is not. When you are dancing and jumping around and running in heels and drumming, yes, I get that it could be... it could take a toll on your vocals, but the vocals tonight, I didn't feel were there at all. Her acting moments were missing, were lacking. I felt like she was lacking chemistry with Collins. I felt like she was lacking chemistry with Mimi, her best friend. I feel like there were a lot of things that were lacking in her performance. Did she look amazing? Yes. When I heard that she was playing the role, I was very excited. I thought that she was going to be perfect for it. I was a little disappointed with Angel. We do have something to say very quickly.
Before we just move on to that topic, we just want to, you know, thank you guys for making After Buzz. It's been a long time since I've been here. It's good to be back in the studio.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah. I mean, I do all the political stuff, so being on a special coverage show is always really great. So we definitely want to thank you guys for making After Buzz TV the ESPN of TV talk, and for helping us continue to grow. And using your help, like I said at the beginning of the show today, just make sure you're subscribing to us on YouTube, because we really appreciate that. Give us all the ratings on iTunes, even though Tim hates Valentina, and definitely leave us a comment in the chat below all about Tim and his hate for Valentina, because I loved her.
I thought she did. I really disagree with the whole chemistry thing, but continue.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time since I've been in the studio, and from Maria and Kevin and the team have always been so great here and welcoming us back, who kind of pop back in occasionally. And it's always been a lot of fun. So thank you guys all for continuing to support us so we can do what we love to do. And that's talk to all of you guys.
Agreed. And like Drexel said in the beginning, guys, if you're watching on iTunes or even listening, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. We love interacting with you guys. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. A 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify, and give us a subscription at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter. So, that's why I don't like Valentina. Going right back into
Listen,
it.
Listen, didn't Valentina get like the chop this week on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes, she did.
So she just got chopped twice.
Listen, man. Listen, right? Look.
I'm upset.
Listen, her career is set. She's a wonderful performer. There's no doubt about that. Her doing a live production, she was not fit for
but
it.
But I think that you have to give her a little bit of credit. Like, if you were to say, hey, I'm going to do... Like, Valentina, we know, she's not Brandon, she's not Kiala, she's not Jordan, who also did Hamilton. Like, for her to... She did the job that we knew she was going to do. So she didn't do worse. She didn't do better. I thought she did exactly what I knew she would go out there to do. Never seen her sing on RuPaul's Drag Race. We've never seen her
There's
act.
A reason.
But what I'm saying is we've never seen her do that stuff. So the producers, because if you can say that Brandon did his job, then you can say Valentina did her job.
I just completely disagree. I don't think Valentina did her job well at all. Whoever bought her in the room wanted those fans, and that's the only reason that she got hired. There are a million other people that could have played this role and did it better.
But that's goes for anybody.
But you can't say that about anybody in this production. Everybody Brennan did a fairly
Hunt,
good job.
Brennan Hunt could have been recast by somebody.
I
could
disagree.
Have been
cast I by thought he did.
See, the day before?
You guys were just going to agree to disagree.
Okay,
I feel like
doing,
Angel,
got it.
I feel like here's my thing. Angel and Collins are literally the love story of this show. Whenever somebody sees this show, they walk away with, I love Angels. I love Angel. I love Collins. I love them. Angel was taking that away from me. I don't think that she was this lovable character that she is written as in the show. I just, you know what? We're going to move on because I'm not going to eat it. Let's move on to Marine, played by Vanessa Hudgens. I want to also know what you guys think in the chat. Let me know if I'm crazy. I'm going to stand by what I said, but let's move on.
Okay. So, I mean, just before we continue to Marine,
yes, go ahead.
People in the chat. Ramazaya said she was doing a telenovela.
Every time on RuPaul's Drag Race.
And Taylor James said, maybe with a little more vocal training, she'll be a knockout.
Yes.
A little more? This was announced 2 years ago, guys. Come on. Like, how much vocal training does she need?
I think they just got this, like, maybe a month or
two months ago. They just got cast, like, maybe within the last 6 months.
I'm sorry if you can't do it. Don't audition for it. Sorry. That's all I'm saying. Maureen, Vanessa Hudgens, let's move on.
Somebody agrees with you in the chat.
Thank you. Of course they do. But what do you guys think about Maureen, and Vanessa Hudgens as Maureen?
Okay, I love Vanessa Hudgens. Uh-huh. I love the fact that her and Jordan are doing something else live for Fox. I think that's amazing. Because originally, Vanessa actually did Rent, but she did at the Hollow Bowl in 2010, mm-hmm. and she played Mimi.
Yes.
So I think Maureen is definitely more in, like, just who, like, Vanessa Hudgens is. Like, it's very better, like, more in her wheelhouse
yes.
and where she lives. And she just, her doing Over the Moon is the new favorite. If you guys did not love Over the Moon, I need to tell you something's probably wrong in your life because that was amazing.
I completely agree. I don't even like that song from the original or the movie. I'm always like, what is this? And she totally turned that around for me tonight.
Like all the whole, like the milk coming out of the udders. It was just, it was perfectly it was over perfection. The top and perfectly who Maureen is.
Yes.
And Vanessa made it her own. Like, yes. you gotta respect it.
Yep. Agreed. I thought it was great.
I appreciated the callbacks to the original choreography for mm-hmm. Over the Moon. And just that Vanessa, while she made it her own, just kind of gave us rent heads who've seen the production, like a little bit of like, yep, that's mm-hmm. for you. Cause I know that's what you've been waiting for. another standout performer. Cause so I'm down to three. I only have one more. but I thought Vanessa Hudgens, she saved the show by the time Over the Moon came up. Because at the beginning I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. But then Vanessa Hudgens came in and was like, I'm just going to save this for a half a second. And then, yes. and that's what happened. And she did.
She did. She did a great job. I totally agree with you, Shay. I think she's completely more fit as Maureen than she ever was as Mimi, surprisingly. And a lot of people going into this, you included, Shay, were like, I'm surprised they didn't just recast her as Mimi. I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad that she went as Maureen tonight because I thought she did a fantastic job.
No, I don't remember. Okay.
Who said that? Somebody else. Oh, sorry. It was one of our engineers, not Shay. Sorry, my bad.
I was like, wait, I don't remember doing that way.
Yeah, Brianna said that. Sorry, that was my bad. Let's talk about Joanne really quickly, guys. Played by Kiersey Clemons.
Yes.
What did you guys think of Joanne's performance?
For me, it was my first time actually hearing Kiersey. Like, singing. And her voice is very deep. Like, yes. This very raspy jazz singery. But I love it because even when she's playing Joanne, her voice is deep too, and she's really just like being like this power woman, but also in love with this woman who's more like free spirited than she ever would imagine herself to be. I think she did a great job. Yeah. I really did. I loved her doing the Tango Maureen. I thought that was really. I always love the line, "You should try it in heels," because you think it's difficult going backwards, son. You should try it as a woman in heels.
Agreed.
So I always love how that just lands and sticks, mm-hmm. and I just really think she did a great job, especially like the pulling Vanessa, just like, come here, woman, you think you can really yeah. leave all this?
Yeah.
Yes, I was here for it.
Yes.
I thought she was my fourth standout performance, so after that, I mean, everybody else was just really great. you know, I think the one thing that I liked about her version of Joanne is that we've seen, we saw Freddie Walker's performance, who was the original Joanne, and then we saw the Tracy Toms performance. Mm-hmm. And those are really older, powerful Black women, lesbian Black women, and that's what we've known of Joanne. Mm-hmm. But I also appreciated this younger
edgy version of
Joanne that we don't get a chance to see. And I thought that was something that, you know, I loved her buzz cut. Mm-hmm. I loved her outfits. We didn't get enough of her lawyerly, like that part of Joanne that we missed, that you get in the stage show, mm-hmm. because they count on Joanne as a character so much as a lawyer.
Yeah.
And you didn't really get that from that character. And so I did miss that part, but mm-hmm. overall, like, Kiersey like acted well. Yeah. She sang, what was that song that they said? She did Tango Maureen and
Take Me or Leave Me
together. I mean, and Vanessa Hudgens both together. I mean, that was one of the better, you know, the standout performances of the night.
Yeah.
In terms of songs.
I agree with you both. I thought she did a very good job. My favorite moment of hers was when she was on the phones and doing the payphone and the other phone and then two calls on that phone. I thought that was a standout moment for her, and I really enjoyed her performance as well. Let's talk about Benny, played by Mario. Mario. I say Mario. I know I say Mario. I'm from New York. It's a thing.
I mean, I grew up with Mario. I think this is awesome to like see him doing something live and mm-hmm. using his voice that, you know, just like this is good for things. No, bro. Like,
she's not trying to be nice about it, you guys.
No, I'm not even trying to be nice. I'm just like, I'm trying like not over like over sexualize my love of Mario as a person. Okay, Shay. Because, like, no, seriously, like, Mario was, like, this hot dude, and now he's, like, older and playing...
He's still hot.
Don't... Yeah, true. That's not the point.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he did a really great job, and I'm done, because okay. I can't really vocalize okay. okay.
as a family. Well, I can tell you, Benny, I've always wanted to play Benny, because I think he's one of the most fun villains of the whole thing, but he's not really a villain, obviously, at the end. He has redemption. He's like Severus Snape. But his haircut was great.
Oh my goodness. Wow, you guys. You thought I was cutthroat with Valentina? First of all, okay, the beginning scene of him in the office, we're like, okay, clearly you're not going to be acting that much in this because you can't act. I thought him singing was fine. I thought it was a good vocal performance. So was Valentina's, but you guys were clearly
on Valentina, Angel is not an easy vocal.
Okay, fine. Except the contact guys, there's really not much to go. And like I said, that was lip synced and auto-tuned. Anyways, thank you for breaking down the cast with me, guys. I want to go into your favorite songs and your favorite scenes of tonight. What were your favorite songs that they sang? It could have been something that was true to how you saw it on Broadway or in the movie, and it just like, it's always been your favorite. Or were you pleasantly surprised by another one, and now it's your favorite?
My favorites always will be Light My Candle.
Oh, okay.
I completely love that song. That's my vocal warm up. Uh-huh. Like, I love Light My Candle just for no other reason, just I can be Mimi for a second. Uh-huh. La Vie Boheme, because it's, for me, it's an anthem.
Yep.
And I just love getting all, not trashy, but just like crazy and out there and just saying the most awesomest things and craziest things I would never say.
Yeah.
Because there are things that happen, and like, as much as the song is crazy, it's also true. Like, why are we not just, we're all bisexuals, trisexuals, homo sapiens. Yeah. Like, we're all these things. Yeah. Why should we hide them? Like, I love the anthem about the song. And Seasons of Love, of course.
Okay. Shay loves the whole musical, you guys.
Every number in the show.
Every single number.
Not every number. No, because I never liked Over the Moon.
Right.
But I do love this version.
I agree.
So.
I wrote down some songs. I always enjoy Will I. I will always love Will I. I thought the camera work on Will I was a little weird because it was a little like all over the place.
Yep.
I was like, I love a good song in around, but not like a camera in around. Okay. Like I'm a little discombobulated watching that. I loved Take Me or Leave Me, like I said earlier, and then surprisingly. Of course, we already talked about the I'll Cover You reprise, whatever. Like, I could listen to that all day. But Another Day was really surprising for me. Huh. I was like, okay. And that's a Brennan Hunt song, so yeah. I will give him credit for that. Okay. Because I also wrote down Roger Mimi moments, were some of my favorite tender moments of the show that actually showed that love that you probably wanted to see from Collins and an Angel.
Yeah.
But Another Day was, yeah, I thought it was a great...
Yeah.
The performance.
Yeah. I think my favorite song from the first act was Out Tonight. It is always one of my favorite songs from the show. And like I said, Tinashe did a fabulous job tonight in portraying Mimi. And that's because that moment you see Mimi, that's in that number. That's like you said, Drexel, that's setting it off for the night. Like you got to get the attitude right. And she did. My second act favorite song was Goodbye Love. I've always loved that song. It makes me tear up. I teared up tonight. I just thought it was a beautiful song, and I thought they did beautiful job.
I just want to bring up Contact.
Yes.
What I loved about Contact, for like I said earlier, was that I'm glad they kept it in, mm-hmm. but I'm also glad they kept the original staging of Contact.
Yes.
Something that we didn't know was going to happen in the first place, but they put that sheet, as soon as they put that sheet over, I was like, oh, they're doing it justice. Okay, that's great.
When we were all worried about Contact, because that's one of the first songs that they cut, because it is a very over-sexualized song, but it is a very key moment in this, because it's Angel's, you know, delusion, not delusion, but like just she's about to die. So she's in this weird like limbo, if you will. And when you hear the heartbeats of that song in the beginning, that's when we knew that they were actually going to do it. And I'm pretty sure, because all of my friends were texting me too, like, oh my God, they're actually going to do it. Mm-hmm. And they did it. And it was really well done. I'm glad. I might give them slack about having her lip sync and auto-tune it, but it is a very high note. And not many people could do it, so I'm glad that it was lip synced and that it was auto tuned because it kept me in that moment,
right.
And I really enjoyed that they kept it in general.
Yeah.
So Ryan Peterson in the chat says, "I thought everyone did a great job, but in my opinion, Todrick Hall would have been a great Angel.
Todrick also would have been a great Benny.
I was going to say that Benny.
He would have been a great Benny.
I was going to say Benny. Yeah. Thank you for that, Ryan. That's actually a really great thought.
Let's cast the show, Ryan.
But hey, let's go. I want to get into your least favorite songs and scenes now. Not to put a damper on the night, but it was that we are here to critique. So
my least favorite are the voicemails.
Really?
I don't mind them.
Okay.
You
just don't think they add anything to the production? Okay.
A little bit. I mean, except for the Alexi one, she's just like, Marky, Marky. I like the woman who did that. She gave me so much life because it was super funny.
Yeah.
And another least favorite, I think the voicemails are the only thing I can actually think of.
Okay. Drexel?
I think that... Oh, gosh.
I know. It's like, you don't want to say it.
I don't know because, like... I didn't really like, so here's my problem. I don't think I had a least favorite song. I had least favorite moments. I hated every lyric change that they did throughout the whole thing. It threw me off for somebody who was singing with them. Every dialogue added every piece of dialogue they added to make up for something else, I thought was a little weird to me. And then nobody could figure out which key they wanted to be in the entire night. I was like, okay, so I guess we're doing it that way. And they were making up for somebody else's lack of vocals. So they would just, you know, listen, I love a good vocal acrobat, but like pick a key to be in first, but then we can do that. So I don't know that I had a least favorite moment. I mean there were some weird filming things going on. I really wish they would have just did a station, like, you know, from the show, like the scaffolding, instead of all of this going on arena stage. Yeah. The staging was amazing, but I think that was my least favorite part about that, was that it took away from everything else that was going on because we were too busy trying to follow the camera.
Interesting. I think my least favorite song was I'll Cover You, just because of Angel's performance and because I felt like Brandon had to cover up what she was doing, plus... Once you look at the lyrics and who's supposed to be singing what part, they had to completely change that because clearly Angel couldn't hit the notes. So that was one of my least favorite performances of the night. I love the choreography. I love the story that it told. They're on the little circle jungle gym. I don't know what that's called. I used to play on it when I was a kid. I don't remember what it's called. I love that aspect. I just didn't like the vocal of it. And that, once again, when you walk away from the show, you're like, I love Angel. I love Collins. It's my favorite love story. That song is supposed to set the tone for their chemistry, for their relationship throughout the night. And I think it was lacking. I think it was lacking on chemistry, and I think it was lacking on performance.
I think I did write something down about Seasons of Love. As much as I love the song itself, I did not like the fact that I did not like the staging of Seasons of Love.
Agreed.
I also did not like the fact that the characters,
first one.
The first one, not the reprise at the end, because the OBC could sing everything. But I did not like the fact that the main vocals did not come from the cast members that they were assigned to as original.
Yes.
I did not like the fact that Collins did not sing the role. I was like, who is this random person singing this song?
Yes.
Like,
And then he didn't even sing the song well.
Right, right. I was like, if you're going to do like, and then like Seasons of Love is such an iconic moment in terms of staging Rent that I'm really surprised that they did not just have everybody lined up and do it like normal, and that's it. I don't need, like I said, I don't need all this camera work.
Well, I guess they were just saving it for the last OBC cast to be in a line to sing it.
Even then, that would have been fine.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I just want to take a step back really quick because I think we all felt this. I could be lying. when they showed during Will I, the AIDS victim who starts off the song, on the stairs, that image was just haunting to me. I thought that they captured that very well because you think about it, a lot of people associate Rent with, oh, it's a show about AIDS. It's not just a show about AIDS, but that is a major point of it. And I thought them showing that was a good portrayal of what AIDS looked like in 1990s, in the early 1990s. That's just one of my favorite moments.
And shout out to Emerson Collins, who was on Bravo's The People Couch, who actually was that role. Yeah. And, I mean, he was just great. I almost wrote down him as a standout performance, but he didn't have much to do. But even still, give him a shout out because that piece was
just that
great.
One piece was amazing. I want to talk about the changes, Drexel. You alluded to them a little bit. They changed some lyrics. They added some stuff. They took away some stuff. They switched some stuff up. What was the major change that you guys really liked and or really hated?
I don't know specifics because there were so many.
Right.
I can't pinpoint one thing because there were so many things that were lyrically, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's like, I was prepared for them not to use any swear words or anything. I was like, okay, fine, it's going to be fine. But then when you're just adding stuff just to add the beginning from the jump, for Mark to start out with December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then for Jordan to change the lyric, or for whoever to change the lyric to December 24th, 9 p.m., 1991, like that, I was like, well, throw me into the wolves, because right. I don't know what's going
on. Well, okay, in their defense, once again, I have to go back to the people who are just seeing this for the first time during this live Rent event. You don't necessarily know what Rent is about. You have no idea what's going on. So for them to switch that lyric just accentuates, like, hey, this is happening in the early 90s when AIDS was doing this. Because like I said, AIDS is a very prevalent part of the show. So people might be sitting here, and if they miss the answering machine and all this other stuff, they could sit there and go, what is happening? What year are we in? And see, why is AIDS so big right now?
My thing about that is, you didn't have to change the lyric. You could have put a lower third on the screen because they were doing it anyway. Agreed. And they could have just said, this is the setting. Agreed. And that's it. They had a big TV behind them. They could have easily put 1991 behind them. And then we wouldn't have had to change the lyric at all.
You're right. I did love some of the changes that they did. When they were doing the messages on the teleprompter, the messages about, you know, AIDS another message about, you know, just living for today. I did love those inputs. I love those. I want to be positive about it. I love the ending when they, you know, told that whole history about Jonathan Larson. Those of you who don't know, Jonathan Larson died literally the night before the off-Broadway premiere.
Opening day, early morning.
And it's just a tragic story. A lot of people like to say that
if he never
died, then it wouldn't be as successful. I disagree. I think it's one of those shows that just stands on its own. But I'm glad that they infused Jonathan Larson into it, because he literally created the show. So I love that they paid homage to him.
And I do love the fact that they actually did it 23 years later.
Yes.
Like, actually almost to the day, 23 years later.
Yeah.
Because it really, Rent is seriously a show that transcends. Mm-hmm. It is something that no matter, I don't even think it matters what generation you are, you will always find something to love about it. And it also just remind you that there are only 500, like, there's only so many minutes in a year, so many times in a day that you have to live your time, because you only get one life.
True. Yeah. That's why we love Rent. You guys, we do have to wrap up. Unfortunately, I don't want to rush it, but very quickly, if you love the music from tonight, the cast album is out on iTunes. Give it a listen. We listened to it here on the car. It was an amazing album. We loved that the original cast came back at the end of Seasons of Love. I thought that was a very great, once again, homage to the original cast. There's a photo as well.
And there, having Jesse, my Collins, do the part I love so well.
I mean, it was a really nice wrap up. It was a nice bow on the entire experience. Did you all enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I mean, they could have easily, you know, with Brennan's injury, they could have easily just asked Adam Pascal, since he was there, to take over the role.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
oh my goodness.
Listen, really Ted Neely, who was the original Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar of the movie, is still out there playing Jesus at like 95.
Very true.
So, and Adam Pascal looks great.
He does look amazing. Yeah. Like, seriously, I think what's awesome about Rent, like, even when they did the movie, it was only 10 years since they actually did the Broadway, but like, it didn't seem like any time had changed or passed for them.
Agreed.
And, like, even just seeing Idina Menzel and Taye Diggs, like, through all their history and still standing side by side and of a show that brought them together and made them, you know, meet each other and fall in love. Mm. And for me...
A lot of people met and fell in love during the show, right, Jaxlyn?
Well, you know, I don't have that story.
But I mean, yes. Let's get into, a quick prediction, you guys. What do you think is going to be the next musical on Fox?
And now... You're after Buzz TV.
I know. Just putting you guys on the spot. You heard things. What did you hear, Shay?
I heard Hair.
Oh.
Hair's already been announced, so that's not even a prediction. That's just, that's exactly what's happening.
I don't remember then. Yeah. I didn't get that one. So Hair.
But it's on Fox.
I believe it's on Fox.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
I just want to be Jenny so bad. Okay. Like, she has my favorite line in the entire... Like, you know, she just swims around. She's like, I just want to pretend this whole stage is my living room. Everyone that says pot is bad is full of I just love that character. I don't care that she's pregnant. I just want to do it.
Well, if it's Hair, I'm looking forward to Hair.
Like, Hair,
yeah, Hair's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, and as they saw Rent, like, you know, they don't need to. I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, Hair's going to have to be adjusted a little bit.
Yes.
There's not going to be any naked folks on that.
Oh, which really sucks. I love Color of Spade.
Yeah. I mean,
and Sodomy is just really funny. Yeah.
I wish that ABC would jump on board with these live musicals and do some like Aida.
Aida would be
great. They tried that with Dirty Dancing, and they learned a lesson. Dirty
Dancing's not a. I mean, yeah, it's sure. Not a musical. I mean, it is, well, a musical, it is a musical, but like,
but it's a movie.
Musical. Yeah, I would love to see a really good production of Aida, even at the Hollywood Bowl. Shout out to Hollywood Bowl if you're listening. I would love a production of Aida, please. Thanks.
I would love Mamma Mia.
Oh yeah, that would be good. I think Mamma Mia is just so overdone now with the movies and all this other stuff. I'm just like, ugh, I'm over Mamma Mia. Sorry. That is our recap of the live Rent television event on Fox. You guys, thank you Fox for doing Rent. For us Rent heads, it was a pleasure being here and doing the coverage for this show. Go ahead and tell the fans where they can find you guys.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter, Instagram. In the next 10 minutes, you can find me on Black Monday. And on Mondays, you can find me on Runaways. Tuesdays, Runaways at 6 and 8, Good Trouble.
And you can find me at Drexel Hurd pretty much everywhere. And check out my friends on Tuesday nights on The Trump Report, because sometimes I do pop in there to talk about the crazy things that are happening in Washington.
They are booked and busy, you guys. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. Once again, it was a pleasure, everybody. Have a great night. Remember, no day but today.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.